I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Marcus Robbins. He's the archivist at Northern Michigan University, and they've got a special event coming up later this week. We found out more about what's happening with NMU archivist Marcus Robbins.
We got a great program coming up this week, Thursday night at the Archives. Actually, it'll be at the Mead Auditorium on the campus of NMU, but it's related to the Archives. It's an Evening at the Archives program. And it's in conjunction with Diversity Readers Week at Northern. We do this every spring at Northern. We do a diversity reader program, and then we have a lot of activities surrounding it. And we're going to be doing one in the Archives, and we're calling it Skeletons in the Closet, the Ku Klux Klan in Michigan.
That seems like an interesting topic, but there is a definite history even right here, right out our back door.
There is indeed. People don't know, most people don't really, when they think about the Ku Klux Klan, they think of two periods in the U.S. history, one immediately after the Civil War Reconstruction period, and of course the Civil Rights era. But actually, the Klan had its greatest resurgence in the 1920s. In fact, I would argue that it was almost like an invisible third party. Mm-hmm. It dominated many state legislatures, municipalities around the country. My home state of Oregon was completely controlled by the Klan. Mm-hmm. Most of that happened outside the South. The Midwest was a strong point of Klan activity.
What's the local connection you found as you're looking into this?
Local connection. There was quite a lot of Klan activity up here in the UP, probably more up here than there was elsewhere in the state. And we're going to be having a discussion about this, the role of the Klan. We're going to have it organized around two photographs, both of Klan parades in Nagani and Marquette in 1926. So, for example, I have this great image of hundreds of Klansmen in full regalia marching down Washington and Front Street in 1926 on Labor Day. And the question is, well, why? What the heck are they doing here? I can tell you there were very few, if any, African Americans living here at the time. Mm-hmm. The ire of the Klan was not directed against African Americans up here because basically there weren't any. It was against immigrants, particularly immigrants from Southern and South Central or Central Europe. Mm-hmm. And it was also very religious-based, anti-religious. Mm. So it was against immigrants, anti-religious, and also the fear of Bolshevik revolution. This is shortly after
that was a big thing here, mm-hmm. because at that era, that was a really hot thing in global politics, I guess, of the world.
Exactly.
And Finns and Swedes and Scandinavians were right up against
absolutely.
The Russian.
Yep. There was quite a lot of left-wing socialist and labor activity at the time. The Red Scare of 1919 resulted in the deportations of tens of thousands of immigrants to the United States. I'm hoping our listeners can see the parallels or mm-hmm. can draw the parallels between that time and what we're experiencing today.
Yeah, I was going to say that actually there's an interesting spin on this to try to learn from our history,
exactly.
Give some perspective to what's happening right
there
now.
There was quite a lot of domestic terrorism at the time. There was a strong anarchist movement, so there were a number of bomb explosions around the United States shortly after and before the Red Scare, where the United States government rounded up and deported a lot. And these people tended to be from Southern Europe, particularly Italy, and their religion was Catholicism. Mm. And the Klan was actually a very xenophobic, nationalistic, Protestant-based organization.
And so they came here to basically say...
They were very anti-Catholic.
Yeah.
And the number of reasons for that, but in part, large part, was because, of course, Catholics are seen to hold primary allegiance to the Pope, and the Pope is actually a head of state, not just a head of church. He's a head of state. The Vatican is an independent sovereign state. And so the Klan would... That's a lot extent why people... there's been a long tradition of anti-Catholicism in U.S. politics.
When and where is everything happening for folks to come and check this out?
It's going to be this Thursday at 7 o'clock in the Mead Auditorium, which is in the West Science Center building. If you get confused, you can always ask at the circulation desk in the library to get there. We're having it there instead of the Archives because we're expecting to have a pretty good turnout. We just don't have the room in the but I'm going to be offering a tour of the Archives after the presentation.
That's the comments of NMU archivist Marcus Robbins. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.